Now, a while back, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll remember us talking to Sean Corcoran, who found a watch attached to a flotation device on the Copper Coast, and eventually reunited the watch with its owner, who was from Wales. And when we're talking to him, Sean is he's Mr. Waterford, Mr. Copper Coast, and we, being in Waterford, we said we'd invite him in. So, Sean, good afternoon.
Thanks very much.
And Sean brought his partner in life and in art, Miranda. How are you doing, Miranda?
Hi, Ray.
Yeah,
how
isn't
you
that
doing?
True? You're partners in art.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Partners in everything.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Now, we've been praising the coastline of Waterford all afternoon, and you can add to it as well. What's your favourite spot along the coast, Sean?
Well, I suppose for me, like, every day is different, and depending on whether it's the middle of the summer, where I'd be kind of avoiding a couple of places when we do get a rush of people coming out, I've got a few little hidden places which I'll give them their obscure name, like Ladies Cove. That's right. Not on any map or any
right,
social media.
Yes.
One of my favourites, climb down a cliff. Even in the middle of summer, I'm going to be the only person on that cove.
Right.
A few cows might be looking down over the edge, but apart from that, me, the cows, the seagulls, and a beautiful shore along the Copper Coast.
And you're safe. You're safe there, are you?
There's plenty of places. Like, I mean, for families and stuff coming out, there is loads of accessible places,
yes,
including Kilmurran Cove, which is just down the road from us, and on the other side, with beautiful Bumman. So the villages, there's plenty of villages, five or six villages in the area, and there's plenty to see and do. But I do like to get away and hide myself away in the wilderness.
Yeah. And when we spoke to you the last time, part of your art is beach art. Explain that to our listeners.
A lot of people would know me for drawing pictures with a garden rake on beaches around Ireland and further afield. So, yeah, so that's, I suppose, what most people would know me as.
When did you discover you were good at that, and what were you doing at the time?
I was sitting on a cliff,
right,
looking down, and epiphany moment, a horse was brought onto the beach below me, and I was literally asking the question to myself, how am I going to make art here? I come from a background in salvage. My dad and I had a salvage shop, so I was always looking for what opportunities can I make out of the surroundings. And this horse was led around and around in circles on a lunge rope by its trainer, and it left this imprint. And I literally thought, if a horse can do it, so can I. So that's the 15 years ago now.
Right. And what do you think of him doing the beach art, Miranda? Because the thing, because it's very temporary, isn't it?
It is. It took me a while when he first started to kind of understand it, but now, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and it's afterwards, it's the photographs, it's the stunning videos. They'll always be there.
They're
not temporary, so.
Yeah.
You know, it never goes.
But you spend, you're at the mercy of the tides. So how long does it take you to do a typical work?
3 or 4 hours, right, you'd be hoping for, but sometimes you'd have less. And even yesterday in the glorious weather, it was a bit windy to try and get the footage from the drone. But yesterday was just absolutely glorious. The evening, the tide was at, I think it was 3 o'clock was the tide, the low tide yesterday. And every once a month is the really, really good spring tides, and that's when you won't find me in the studio with Miranda now. I'm going to be hidden away on some low tide, because it really opens up a whole expanse of...
And you have the drone then shooting it.
Yes.
Listen,
we film it then,
do you mind offering advice to our listeners? Because a lot of people will be on beaches this year, you know, and they're long days. Hopefully we'll get the weather first. And you know, there can be a bit of boredom involved. So, what, you know, low-scale beach art, what are the tips?
Find a stick,
right.
Go for a walk, be mindful, breathe, don't forget to breathe, and just bring a stick wandering along behind you, and just find the balance in your body.
Right.
So it's kind of like people ask me, how do you draw the circles so perfect, or your spirals are so symmetrical? And for me, it's about the balance in your body all the way down to your feet, and just kind of leave the landscape revolve around you rather than... it's hard to explain, but the aspect, you're always aware of the sounds and what you're surrounded by. And like, some people might find it a bit inhibition, kind of like, oh, I'm not drawing a picture on the beach, there's a load of people here.
Yes.
But drag a stick and imagine that there's nobody on the beach, and just bring it for a walk.
So do beach art as if nobody's watching.
As if no one's watching.
It's like dancing in daylight, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea for a summer camp, wouldn't it? You know, because there's a lot of swimming summer camps that maybe they could take a break and do a bit of beach art as sort of a, you know, a sideline. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we do. We bring lots of groups and for events and festivals and stuff.
Because that's where you started, didn't you, doing educational art? Miranda?
Yeah, well, that's how the whole business came about, basically. We started as an art school, and we were an art school for 9 years, and then COVID hit. And then I kind of went upstairs and took over the gallery, or the studio as it was at the time. And now we have a gallery, which it all just naturally evolved. It was all just natural steps, the flow that we took.
And what art do you do?
I paint on glass and I paint flowers. Big, coloured-y, vibrant flowers.
Sunflowers? No, local.
Yeah, I do. I paint sunflowers. I paint local flowers. I am... A lot of people think in the mornings I'm a lady of leisure out walking my dogs, which I do every morning because they need their walk. Otherwise, I get nothing done. But when I'm walking, I'm working. I take photographs. I'm constantly thinking. And then I go back and I create something out of something I've seen that day, uh-huh. whether it's an image I have seen or whether I'm just using the colours that I saw that day.
Yeah. Is it a tough life? Making a living out of art.
Yeah, it can be. So, like, between the two of us, we're quite good. We bounce off each other. There's ideas flying all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to keep reinventing yourself and evolving and changing direction all the time.
I think art is going to become more and more important in the world.
Mm.
Because, you know, things are that we've traditionally done, they'll be done by machines. And we need something to occupy ourselves.
Yeah.
And what better than art?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's even, like, been proven to us now. I've just started recently doing workshops again.
Aha.
I haven't done them for quite some time. I've just completed a programme with Fall to Ireland.
Right.
So it's about experiences.
Yes.
Now, like... They're aimed at the tourist, but I think everybody needs them.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We're kind of reaching out to more of the local community.
Brilliant.
And like, I've only got one release, but we're rolling out several, and I hope to have a really nice kind of structure for the autumn, because I think it's all year round.
Yeah, it's hugely important.
It is.
Sean, what happened to the watch? The lady from Wales come back together?
Yeah, Martina Morgan. Miranda actually brought it into the post office and discovered that you can't post it because there's a battery in it.
Right.
So we went back to Martina and her husband in Wales, and they said, don't worry about it. Our four of her friends were in Ireland at the time, so they drove down from the north or whatever, wherever they were, and collected it firsthand. So it's been reunited with Martina in Wales.
And just remind people who didn't hear you when you were on originally. So it was one of those things that you wear now so you can be seen. It's not really a flotation device, more to be seen when you're sea swimming.
Yeah.
And it made its way across the Irish Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an easterly wind for the few days it took to come across the Irish Sea. So when I found it, I was like, the curiosity in me was like, whose watch is this attached to the buoyancy aid? And I just really felt I had to kind of, and thanks to yourselves here.
Social media.
And social media in terms of relocating it. Like within minutes, really, through the code, the barcode on it, we were able to reunite it. So it's really thrilled.
And so her four friends arrived down. And were the local papers out?
They were, actually. That kind of went a bit viral as well. So there's connections between Wales and Ireland because of it. They're going to come over on the holidays. Absolutely. Bring it on, Copper Coast.
That's brilliant. Paul Flynn was saying, Miranda, that he's sort of puzzled that the Copper Coast doesn't get more tourists. Why do you think it doesn't? It's a sort of a secret of sorts.
It's a little bit secret.
Right.
But we do encourage people. Like, it's quite underdeveloped.
Yeah.
If you compare it to the Wild Atlantic Way, it's completely different.
Mm.
But... It's since COVID, again, have to mention that word. But since then, there's definitely an increase. Like if I sit out the garden on a nice sunny afternoon, it's like I'm sitting beside the M50.
Ah, yeah.
And at one stage.
And then unfortunately with climate change, people are probably looking at Europe, and for some people it's too warm.
So, yeah.
And then of course people holidayed here during COVID and think, oh yeah, I'll do more of that.
Yeah.
I'll do more of that.
Like it'd be a lovely location for your run with Ray.
Yes.
Along the Copper Coast.
Yeah. So it's the name of the business is Art Hand. And have you got a presence? If you put in Art Hand, they'll find you.
Yeah, we're called The Artan, T-H-E, so it's .com or on the usual socials, Facebook or Instagram. You'll find The Artan there.
Right. We had Cliona in earlier on, Sean. Did you meet her with the dentures?
I only got to say hello to her.
Oh, yeah. No, she had dentures. So back in the day, they made dentures out of real teeth from dead people.
Oh, lovely.
There's salvage for you.
Wow.
Listen, we're here in the SETU. We're going to be running around the place in about an hour. I see people are arriving already and registering and getting their T-shirts. And you can join us in the other three venues over the coming days, Kilkenny and Old Bridge and Newbridge House.